The fire of anger burns oneself and then others.
Anger is like putting a lighted match to one's own home. Anger is setting fire to one's own home, which is filled with hay. First, his own house burns and then the neighbor's house. What happens when a single match is thrown onto a haystack in a field?
It will burn.
It is the same with anger. Whatever he had earned in 2 years, he will destroy in an instant by getting angry. Anger is a live fire. The person himself will not realize that he has destroyed everything because the damage is not visible on the outside, but everything from within is destroyed. Part of whatever he has accumulated for the next life is expended. What happens if more is exhausted? As a human, he eats bread, but in his next life, as an animal, he will have to eat grass. No man in this world can conquer anger. Anger has two parts. One part comes as discord, and the other as restlessness. Discord is apparent to others, and restlessness remains within, unseen by others. It is the discord part of anger that one is able to overcome. However, as one part is suppressed, the other part increases. When one claims to have conquered his anger, his pride increases. In reality, anger cannot be completely conquered. Perhaps one can say that he has conquered the visible anger, discord.
Sulking is anger.
When a person sulks in anger, it is really anger itself. For example, if a husband and wife quarrel intensely in the night, so much anger is generated that they both lay awake restless the entire night. In the morning, the wife serves him tea by banging the teacup. The husband will then realize that she is still sulking. This is called anger. The sulking can last for any period of time. For some, it may even be lifelong. Sometimes anger between a father and son will create such enmity between them that neither of them will want to see each other's face. The sulking is apparent from the disgruntled look on one's face. Sulking can be such that if someone were to insult me 15 years ago and I encounter him again today, the moment I lay eyes on him, I will remember everything from the past. That is tato, that is the lingering connection from the past event. Ordinarily, people's sulking never goes away. Even renowned ascetics and monks sulk. If you were to provoke them and challenge their authority, they would not speak to you for weeks. This is called tato.
Difference between krodh, which is anger, and gusso, which is annoyance.
Dada, what is the difference between annoyance and anger?
Anger is associated with ego. When annoyance and ego are combined, they result in anger. When a father gets annoyed with his children, it is not called anger because it is not associated with the ego. Anger binds pap, that is bad karma, but the annoyance of a father will bind punyas, that is positive karma, because he is thinking about the welfare of his children. Anger is accompanied by the ego. When you get annoyed, do you feel bad from within? There are two kinds of anger, pride, attachment, and greed. That is krodh, man, maya, lobh. One kind you can divert, nivarya. If you get angry with someone, then from within you divert that anger and calm it down. If one were able to reach this stage, his worldly interactions would become very pleasant. The other kind of anger is one that cannot be diverted, that is anivarya. One tries very hard to prevent it, but from within the explosion still occurs. Such anger is anivarya. This anger injures the person himself as well as others. God has allowed a certain level of anger for the sadhus, that is sages and monks, so that they may uphold the austerity of their conduct, as long as it does not hurt anyone. My anger can hurt only me and not anyone else. This much anger has been permitted.
Recognize the knower.
Dada, we all know that anger is bad, but still...
It is like this. The one who is angry is not aware of the anger. The one who is greedy is not aware of his greed. And the one who is arrogant is not aware of his pride. The knower is completely separate from all of these weaknesses. People inquire why weaknesses still occur even when they are aware of their weakness. Now, who is it that says, I know? They do not know the answer to this. They are not aware of who the knower is. This is what one must discover. If one can unearth the knower, then all of his weaknesses will dissipate. It can only be called true knowledge when all the weaknesses are destroyed.
Know the correct solution just once.
Dada, I still become angry even though I know that it is wrong to become angry. What is the solution?
Who is it that knows? If you had the real knowledge just once, there would be no anger. But because you still become angry, it means that you do not know. There is ego in your saying that you know.
After getting angry, I realize that I should not get angry.
No, but after you know who the knower is, there would be no anger. Let's say there are two identical bottles standing side by side, and you are told that one has medicine in it and the other has poison in it. Now, if you mistake one for the other, then you can conclude that you did not know. If you do not mistake the one for the other, then you can say that you do know. This would apply to anger as well. The reason you become angry is because you do not know. You are merely going around with ego when you say that you know. In darkness, you are likely to bump into things, but when there is light, you can see clearly. You will not have any accidents. When we confuse the darkness with light, it is our own mistake. So come and sit in the satsang with me and acquire the real knowledge. Then only will anger, pride, attachment and greed go away.
But Dada, everyone gets angry.
Ask this gentleman, he's saying no.
There will be no anger after coming to satsang.
What kind of medicine do you think he took? It is a medicine that removes the root cause of anger.
असीम जय जयकार हो
राजा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
राजा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
राजा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
Only through right understanding.
Dada, I get angry with people that are close to me. The other person may be right according to his viewpoint, but from my viewpoint, I become very angry. What is the reason for my anger?
If you are walking along and a stone from a building falls on your head and hurts you, will you get angry?
No, because it happened spontaneously.
No, but why do you not get angry in this situation? It is because you do not see anybody there. Who will you get angry with?
But no one has thrown the stone.
And if you were to go out now and a little boy throws a stone at you, you will get angry with him. Why? Because you believe that the boy threw the stone at you. However, if a stone rolls down a hillside and hits you, you will look around but you will not get angry. You become angry because in your mind you feel that a person is responsible. No one is able to hurt another person knowingly. Whether a boy throws a stone at you or whether a stone accidentally falls on you, it is essentially the same thing. It is an illusion that makes you perceive that someone is responsible for it. In this world, no man has the independent power over even his own bowel movements. We do have control over anger. When we realize that no one has thrown the stone that falls from the hillside, we do not get angry. And when you say, anger overcomes me, it really does not. If it did, then why do you not react in the same way when a stone falls on you? Why don't you get angry when a policeman tells you off? Yet you get angry with your wife, with the children, with the neighbors, and with those working under you. Why don't you get angry with your boss? Anger does not just happen to people. People get angry because they want to have their own way.
Dada, how can one control it?
The control is present. Recognize that the person who throws the stone at you is merely your nimit, that is, someone instrumental, who is bringing to you the effects of your past karma. When you see a stone falling from a hill, your anger does not arise. In the same manner, here too, you should exercise control, because everything is just like the hill. If a car is coming head-on at you, will you get angry or will you move out of the way? Would you crash with the car? You are aware of the consequences. But when you get angry, the internal destruction is much greater. The external destruction is obvious to you, but you are not aware of the internal destruction. This is the only difference.